Blessing. Be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 9, verse 7. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. John 14, verse 27. God's perfect peace is a wonderful peace, an unshakable peace, a glorious peace. A peace coveted by the world, but a peace bestowed upon his own. A deep peace, an inner peace. A perfect peace that surpasses all human knowledge and understanding. The God of peace not only calls his followers to be recipients of peace, but blesses those that are bestowers of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. This little blessing comes well down the list of Christ's beatitudes. It fell from his lips as he sat on the mount and opened his heart to his own. This beautiful promise is much overlooked amidst its more enviable cousins, and yet Paul exhorts us, keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So many believers today are strife makers rather than peacemakers. Many become legalists that condemn Christian brothers who are at variance with their own pet biblical interpretations. And yet Paul exhorts us, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Jonathan Swift made us laugh as children when two nations fought bitterly over which end of a boiled egg was to be opened and which was to sit in the egg cup. Take off the pointed end. No, remove the blunt end, they would both scream. Yet similarly foolish disagreements can result in the split of a congregation, or can even result in the beginning of a new denomination. Correspondence may be terminated through one foolish action. Fellowship may be interrupted because of a chance remark. Yet Paul exhorts us, be at peace among yourselves. Estrangement between two parties needs to be healed, not hindered. Quarrels and contentions should be prevented, not permitted. Relationships that drift apart into hurt disinterest need to be ignited, not ignored. Yet Paul prays, may the God of peace himself give you peace always, by all means. And Paul exhorts us to follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace. But so often breaches are widened, bitterness is intensified, and anger is excited. One little germ of suspicion or dislike is able to stimulate an evil growth. A careless word can result in a rift that drifts into irreconcilability. An incautious action can mean the severance of a blessed union. How very sad. How important in these closing days of the dispensation of grace, that we earnestly desire to become peacemaking children of God. Now is the time we should be applying this grace to our lives with all diligence. Now is the time we should be peacemakers in a world of beauty marred by strife. Now is the accepted time, for tomorrow could be too late. The peace offering in the Bible was a sweet savour to the Lord, and Christ was our peace offering. The peace offering often focuses on Israel's peace with God, for joy and peace of mind comes from a knowledge that God is at peace with us. The first word to his trembling disciples at Calvary was, peace. the heavenly man who ascended to his Father's throne, left peace with his disciples. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. This spirit of peacemaking is divine and is imparted via the Spirit of Peace. To be peacemakers, we must strive to be at peace with all men. If it is possible, pleads the Apostle Paul, if it is possible, be at peace with all men. When Christ is made Lord of all, he takes the heart and makes it one with his heart, and we have been given the mind of the Prince of Peace. We who have been given the mind of Christ should be peacemakers. We who are called to be children of God should become channels of his peace, channels of his blessing and peacemaking, channels of our peace to others. Finally, beloved, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, the God of peace himself, give you peace always by all means. Amen.